Good morning. We welcome each and every one of you to Grace Bible Church today. In our call to worship, we are working our way through Psalm 119, and we come to verse 145. Listen as I read, "I cried with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord, I will keep thy statutes. I cried unto thee, save me, and I shall keep thy testimonies. I prevented the dawning of the morning and cried, I hope in thy word. Mine eyes prevent the night watches that I might meditate in thy word. Hear my voice according unto thy loving kindness, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgment." That concept here of crying out to God is found throughout the Psalms. There are times in our lives when there's nothing else to do but to cry out to God. I thought this week in relationship to the hurricane that went through and it caused immeasurable damage there in the Mexico Beach community and in Panama City. But I thought about how we were crying out to God, "Lord, please don't allow this storm to take an enormous amount of life. Please direct it into unpopulated areas." And we were crying out to God that He would undertake for us. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Though the world mock us and say, yeah, all you Christians can do is pray and people still die and buildings are destroyed, they look at it only from a temporal type thing. We need to look at it through what we want God to do in us as we seek His face, as we cry out to Him. And this is clearly brought out. Verse 140, "I cried with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord," and then responds, "I will keep thy statutes." In other words, there's something that's related to my cry. Lord, I don't want to do what I want to do. I want to do what Your Word tells me I ought to do. There's a little catch there, so to speak, that as I cry out to Him, "Even so, Lord, not my will but Thine be done, according to Thy Word." And then verse 146, "I cried unto Thee, save me, and I shall keep Thy testimonies." Why do we want to be saved? So we can keep God's testimonies, that we can honor Him with our lives. You know, when Brother Sam was first told that he had cancer, he told his family that he was not going to cry Hezekiah's prayer. He said, I definitely want to be with my children. I want to be with my grandchildren, but I want God's will to be done first. And so I'm going to ask God, if it's His will to spare my life, then wonderful. If it's His will to take me on to glory, I'll be just as happy with that. That's the idea behind Psalm 146. I cried, save me, but the purpose is I want to keep Thy commandments. I want to keep Your testimonies. So may the Lord help us to have that kind of spirit and attitude. We've gathered together today to worship God. And we need to cry out to Him. And we need to ask Him to work in our hearts so that we might keep His testimonies, that we might obey Him and follow His statutes in our everyday lives.